We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, article The Peace. We are under title Proof of His Work by Experience.
Yes, let's continue. Go ahead.
Title, Proof of His Work by Experience. But he who wishes to criticize my words might still ask, although I have thus far proven that one must work to benefit people, where is the proof that it has to be done for the sake of the Creator? Indeed, history itself has troubled in our favor and has prepared for us an established fact sufficient for a full appreciation and unequivocal conclusion. Everyone can see how a large society such as that of Russia, with hundreds of millions in population, more land than the whole of Europe, second to none in wealth and raw materials, and which has already agreed to lead communal life and practically abolished private property altogether, where each worries only about the well-being of society, has seemingly acquired the full measure of the virtue of bestowal upon others in its full meaning, as far as the human mind can grasp. And yet, go and see what has become of them. Instead of rising and exceeding the achievements of the capitalist countries, they have sunk ever lower. Now, they not only fail to benefit the lives of the workers a little more than in the capitalist countries, they cannot even secure their daily bread and clothes on their flesh. Indeed, this fact puzzles us, since judging by the wealth of that country and its plentiful population, it seems unreasonable that it would have to come to this. But this nation has sinned one sin, which the Creator will not forgive. All this precious and exalted work, namely bestowal upon others, which they have begun to perform, must be for the sake of the Creator, not for the sake of humanity, because they do their work not for His sake. From nature's point of view, they have no right to exist. Try to imagine, if every person in that society were anxious to observe the mitzvot of the Creator to the extent of the verse, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might, and to that extent would rush to satisfy the needs and wishes of one's friend in the full measure imprinted in man to satisfy his own wishes, as it is written, love your neighbor as yourself. If the Creator Himself were the goal of every worker while working for the well-being of society, meaning that the worker would expect this work for the sake of society to reward him with dvekut, adhesion, with Him, the source of all goodness and truth and every pleasantness and softness, there is no doubt that within a few years they would rise in wealth over all the countries of the world combined. That is, because then they would be able to utilize the raw materials in their lush soil, would truly be an example for all the countries, and would be considered blessed by the Creator. But when all the work of bestowal upon others is based solely on the benefit of society, it is a rickety foundation for who or what would obligate the individual to toil for society. From a dry, lifeless principle, one can never hope to derive motive power from movement, even in developed individuals. Motive power, purposeful force that moves everybody and allots its strength to exert like fuel in a machine, much less for undeveloped people. Thus, the question is, where would the worker or the farmer find sufficient motive power to work? For his daily bread will not increase or decrease by his efforts. And there are no goals or rewards before him. It is well known. Continue, Rav?
No, maybe that's enough. I see that we have a few questions, a few short questions. Well, actually, I don't talk a lot here because we see what's going on. We're all educated. We understand what's going before us. Especially lately, maybe a few dozens of years ago, we thought that we're headed in a good way. Today we see that the world is standing still or even regressing from all the good things, and there's no hope for something good in the future. No one thinks that the generation that will grow up in 20 or 30 years will be more happy or more successful than we are. But rather, it's clear that until humanity gets some essential change in its character, in its essence, in its mind, it won't be able to change. And these changes won't come to humanity on their own, out of man's development on his own, only under the condition that he's walking or he's going to change himself, as the wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us. That's why after we suffer, we have to, besides this suffering, we have to accept some method of correction, some right guidance. And that's already, we see that we're probably coming closer to the state that on the one hand there will be a large organization that will be able to publicize to the whole world what the method of correction is. And the whole world, along with that, will also understand that there is no choice, but rather we hope we have to reach corrections. That's how we will meet in somewhere. We're equipped with a method of correction, and they discover that they're lacking this method of correction. And this is how we will compensate each other. Okay, let's answer your questions. Let's start from Kazakhstan.
Thank you, Rav.
Rav, we learned that everything that changes, all the changes, everything that with respect to us is the Creator, and there's none else besides Him. And where do we make this switch from the friends to the Creator? Or do we need to build it like this to begin with?
We have to work on both. We have to work on the connection between the friends so that it will be aimed at reaching a connection with the Creator. That's it. That's how it works. Ita 4.
No, no.
Я не понял, повтори.
Да, извиняюсь. Это также должно быть в отношении общества, что им тоже нужно говорить, что ну, это не только...
Yes, that same thing needs to be towards society, also towards them. We need to explain that it's not just love between people.
Oh, here there's a different problem. I can't talk about it now. We just talk about the framework of what he's saying, and later we can ask that. No, you're talking about the method of dissemination already. And here there are many things. Because what you may explain in one place on earth, in a different place, you have to say it differently, in a different manner. Because now you're addressing the people, so you have to talk to them in a way that they'll agree and understand. So you have to talk to them by their own language. And we'll talk about that separately. Ita 4.
Rav, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Good morning, Rav. Rav, it's not clear why, nonetheless, they related in a good way in Russian, but to receive the benefit was nobody, not even the society, but for the fact that the Creator was not included, it didn't go through. So what is the difference? They were in a good relationship between them.
First of all, there were good connections, but in an egoistic way, a small egoistic way, because everyone were poor and they lived in a very low-level way. But the moment you start working hard and each and everyone starts receiving differently from his friend, the moment there is some difference between them in their power, in their work, in their salary, in all kinds of things, then starts changes of form in a way that they don't know what to do with that. And then starts the tear in the fabric of society, and that's what happened in Russia. And besides that, it's about the character of that nation and the managers of that time. It's hard to talk about it. We can't go into Russia as a true example for everything, because the conditions were very special. Peter 3.
Баль-Сулам пишет, однако один грех совершил этот народ.
Баль-Сулам writes, but one sin the Creator will not forgive them for. Why does this nation need to answer for this sin?
We're not learning in the meantime, and we don't know about the destiny of each and every nation, of the nations of the world. That's why it's hard for me to talk about Russia. It will require hours and hours of conversation about it, and we have to have a special preparation for that. And I don't want to go into that at all. It will be revealed as we advance. It will become clear to each and everyone where it stems from. In the meantime, we should just keep on going as we are. We can't now start explaining. He's touching a few points and that's it. They had a tendency by nature to come to bestowal to others. They could not realize that. And that's why they fell drastically in a different direction. Instead of climbing the mountain, ultimately, they fell off this mountain, and everything turned around on them. That's it.
Beseder.
Okay.
PT19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. One of your students, me, is we also decided here in Israel to imitate this. We try to do this, what he writes here.
to try to make it that everyone has no worry, but only for the benefit of the society, and worry for bestowal to others. So we try to imitate it here in Israel. He's talking about the kibbutzim. So where did we fail in Israel? Sin, or we fail, because there's more hate of others than in Russia.
I cannot say that in Israel there were better conditions, because it was mingled with the Jewish ego, which is the worst and highest of all humans. So we could not succeed to begin with as well. In Russia, well, somehow, maybe, if they were, would really try throughout the generations to have the, like organizations like in Israel, kibbutzim, they could succeed because they had this educated and cultured qualities, but Jews didn't. They only succeeded for a certain period of time because they wanted to run from destruction, from all their problems, from the riots they had over there, and no one had any tool of work to develop the private lands. But when they made it general lands to process and to grow things, they got some money from abroad and from the country. For a short time, it did exist, but it was egoistic, and all they had is fights and quarrels there, and nothing besides that. I don't see in all this establishment of this state anything that can succeed, that could have succeeded.
You didn't think also at some time to maybe join some kibbutz? I remember there was some discussion of it.
That was something else. That's something Bala Sulam wanted as well. Bala Sulam wanted that as well. They had all kinds of things there. He used to bring machines to process leather from Poland. He wanted to make some factory here so that they could live as a commune, work together and learn together before the work time, a bit during the work time and after work, so that they'll have enough to sustain their families and to study.
So in your opinion, what was missing here in Israel for their success? Because, you know, like, Jews are not suckers, they're smart. What was missing?
Their wisdom is related to their big ego, and that's why they have no chance of succeeding. But just to be a bad example for the entire humanity, that neither intellect nor money can help, nothing can help such a group that will suffer as much as it takes if it doesn't take the right route for development, which is bestowal for others, and show everyone that that's the example.
If we all learned the wisdom of Kabbalah in Israel, we'd succeed?
Not to learn it, but to realize it. That's they're going to have to do that.
So the same remains today?
Okay. But I'm not saying it has to be this way. It may be in a totally different way. But there's no choice, and humanity understands this is so. It comes with its pressure also on all these people who are called Israel, Yashar Kel, putting pressure on them, especially on our international organization. And we will have to realize that.
God willing. Thank you.
Good. Batya 3.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends.
We spoke about this seemingly, but what does Balasulam talk about here? What did we need to do differently in the in Russian society? How could it have worked for correctly?
History cannot be changed. History is not given to us to learn and to do differently, but rather to learn that it was impossible to do. It is impossible for us to do as they did. That's it. No more. They wanted to build, say, egoistic communism, which wasn't for the sake of everyone, aimed at all human beings, but rather it has to be aimed at the Creator as well. What's the difference between bestowing to people and bestowing to the Creator? If I'm bestowing to the entire humanity, if for me there is no difference between nations, races, nothing, and I see everyone in a straightforward, equal way, that's not enough. No. The relation has to be in bestowal, and we don't understand here. But we can already understand that the relation has to be in this true spiritual bestowal. Spiritual. Spiritual means that we can rise above reason, that we will acquire the quality of bestowal, which will work in us instead of the quality of reception. And that's only possible under the condition that we observe, we keep what the Kabbalists have told us. Being in a kibbutz is good, but what's the intention? For us to be good, for us to feel better, whatever we do ultimately will turn around in an egoistic intention. Whereas here, the intention has to be to bestow outside of me, outside of me. That's what humanity has to come to. Adhesion with the Creator. That's why, without the wisdom of Kabbalah, without conditions that we have to keep, so that the upper light, the upper nature will bestow upon us, we cannot come out of it that.
Граф, то есть они не включили компонент учебы Каббалы, так получается?
So, there is no component there of study of Kabbalah there, you say?
Yes, at least that. It's not only the studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's also realizing it. Realizing it, we have to do everything in order to draw the light on us, that it will change our nature. We have to reach a state that the upper light bestows upon us and obligates us to change our perception on reality. When I see reality before me that I want to give, to bestow, to be outside of me. And all these communist ways are the opposite. Let's close ourselves. Let's gather ourselves inside. Let's be strong against everyone else. It's a complete opposite approach. It's as if we're inside some kind of a place that is closed and we want to stay in it and protect ourselves from everyone else.
Ken Dudi?
Yes, Dudi?
Rega, yes, PT9. Ma em rotzim?
Hold on, there's PT9. What do they want?
Yes, Rav. He said that the Russians that the bestowal needs to be for the sake of the Creator, and the Creator itself needs to be the purpose of each worker. So it's saying that in a corrected society, all people need to be in some recognition, awareness of the Creator in some extent?
Yes, that everyone has to be in recognition of the force of bestowal, each one according to his measure, in his place, in the system of Adam HaRishon, everyone has to be in mutual bestowal.
But how from humanity state right now can reach the state? Because even if a person's deed is not correct, the punishment comes later, so it's not clear. So how do we reach bestowal with the Creator?
We have to learn this on ourselves, that each and every step we walk, we pass through faith above reason. We walk with faith above reason. And that's how humanity will follow us in all these steps. But there is a difference. We do it step by step in a gradual way, in small portions, whereas humanity will go through that in a quick and from one place to another, from one state to another, not gradually, step to step, but rather in large leaps, without really understanding, but it will occur in them as a result of our work. Please.
No.
Okay, last question. This understanding that all people, all human beings need to reach this faith above reason? They'll incorporate this inside them?
They'll get it from us. Of course, everyone will get it. Everyone will rise to a spiritual degree. Without that, you can't exist at all. Because our world, our state, only exists for us to take from it the desires and elevate them to in order to bestow. That's how everyone, each and everyone, there's a hero in quantity, and there's a hero in quality. We are the heroes of quality. And the entire humanity, billions of people, is the quantity. And there lies the intensity. PT-13.
He says, if each one from society was in fear to perform the deed of the Creator out of love thy Creator and all thy soul and all thy heart, you would say, in just a few years, see that the benefit of society will increase very quickly. So, if they were, why is he saying that if they were here with the Creator, they would be like more wealthy? He's also talking about the will to receive.
When the will to receive is filled according to the will to bestow, it's called wealth.
Isn't he referring to spiritual abundance wealth?
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We'll talk about that later. Does this world exist? Does wealth exist, and in what way? We're in a concealed place. Yes.
So we can tell people that if they will work for love thy Creator, they can reach wealth.
I recommend not to talk about that at all. We'll talk about it later. PT-20.
Мы видим сейчас в мире пример, например, Китая, который продолжает идти по этому пути.
We see that even in the world, let's say, the example of China, that it continues the communistic path and they're succeeding in this way. Can we maybe there add something?
I'm not dealing with that. Don't bring me into all these things, especially when you talk about names of countries and superpowers. Forget about it. I'm asking you to lower yourself a bit from all your fantasies. We have to learn a lot. Still. Dudi.
Continuing where we left off, it is well known to researchers of nature that one cannot perform even the slightest movement without motive power, without somehow benefiting oneself. When, for example, one moves one's hand from the chair to the table, it is because he thinks that by putting his hand on the table, he will enjoy it more. If he did not think so, he would leave his hand on the chair for the rest of his life without moving it at all. It is all the more so with greater efforts. And if you say that there is a solution to place them under supervision, that anyone who is idle at his work will be punished by the supervisors themselves, will be punished by denial of salary. I will ask, do tell me where the supervisors themselves would take the motive power for their work. Because standing at one place and watching over people to motivate them to work is a great effort too, perhaps more so than the work itself. Therefore, it is as though one wishes to switch on a machine without fueling it. Hence, they are doomed by nature, since nature's laws will punish them because they did not adapt themselves to obeying its commands, performing these acts of bestowal upon others in the form of work for the sake of the Creator, to achieve through it to the purpose of creation, which is dvekut, adhesion with Him. This dvekut, adhesion, comes to the worker in the measure of his pleasant and pleasurable bounty, which increases up to the desired measure for rising to know his genuine, ever-developing, to his genuineness, ever-developing until he is rewarded with the excessiveness implied in the words, the eye has not seen a God besides you. And imagine that the farmer or the worker were to sense this goal before them while working for the well-being of society. They would certainly not need any supervisors, since they would already have sufficient motive power for a great effort, enough to raise society to the ultimate happiness. Indeed, understanding that matter in such a way requires great care and proven conducts. But everyone can see that without it, they have no right to exist from the perspective of the obstinate, uncompromising nature. And this is what I wanted to prove here.
Ken.
Yes, you haven't finished. I don't see questions as well.
Yes, I have evidently proven from the perspective of empirical reason, out of the practical history unfolding before our very eyes, that there is no other cure for humanity but to assume the commandment of Providence to bestow upon others in order to bring contentment to the Creator in the measure of the two verses. The first is, love your friend as yourself, which is the attribute of the work itself. This means that the measure of work to bestow upon others for the happiness of society should be no less than the measure imprinted in man to care for his own needs. Moreover, he should put his fellow person's needs before his own, as it is written in Matan Torah. The other verse is, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. This is the goal that must be before everyone's eyes when laboring for one's friend's needs. This means that he labors and toils only to be liked by the Creator, as he said, and they do his will. And if you wish to listen, you will feed on the fruit of the land, for poverty and torment and exploitation will be no more in the land, and the happiness of each and every one will rise ever higher, beyond measure. But as long as you refuse to assume the covenant of the work for the sake of the Creator in the fullest measure, nature and its laws will stand ready to take revenge on you, as we have shown. It will not let go until it defeats us, and we accept its authority in whatever it commands. Now, I have given you a practical scientific research according to the critique of empirical reason regarding the absolute necessity of all people to assume the work of the Creator with all their hearts and souls and might.
Well, that's what he thinks. Did we understand it? Did we accept it? I don't know. But what the picture gave, it may be a bit short, but concrete for us and correctly. Well, okay, let's see what's going on here. Let's start with PT3. What is in the work for the Creator that gives us fuel?
This that we're doing it for the sake of the Creator.
That's not clear. Where does the fuel come from?
The fuel, of course, comes from the Creator. I'm answering you precise the question. Maybe you want to ask something else or you mean something else, but express it in words.
He says that as long you work for the sake of humanity, you don't have fuel. If he would work for the Creator, he would have fuel.
Right.
So what I'm asking,
because what you can describe to yourself for the benefit of humanity, it's not for the benefit of humanity, it's for the benefit of man. I want to determine that I'm right, that I'm great, that I'm going to be the manager, and so on and so on. And so thus I work, and I say it's for the sake of humanity. It's not for the sake of humanity, it's for myself.
That's why.
If it was really for the sake of humanity, then I already need the force of bestowal, the upper force, the force of the Creator. Thus, whoever says they can work only for the sake of society, that's a lie. He's a liar. He doesn't understand what he's saying.
So, for the sake of himself, he has no fuel to work?
For himself, there's no fuel to work, because that's it. We've already reached such development, such states, that we've all developed on our own egoistically. And now, we need to reach our development by connection between us. It's like we see in nature in general, that they would develop, let's say, amoebas, all sorts of little parts, until from little particles they reached atoms, and from atoms to molecules, and from molecules to even greater structures, and bodies that have mind and sensation, and there's a division of roles inside their connections and so on. And such they reach the state until there is made an animate body.
So where does this addition of fuel come from? When it comes from the Creator, where does it come from?
From this that we begin to feel that we are lacking forces in order to maintain ourselves. And we make an effort to receive them from nature egoistically, and we're incapable. And so we are raising our hands, yielding. There's nothing we can do. It will be, will be. And here we need to reveal the wisdom of Kabbalah, that all our development that was beforehand was in order to reveal Zero, that there is no correct goal or forces to attain any true goal. We don't have it. And now we need to recognize it to begin to recognize the truth of creation.
What does it mean that if they could picture the Creator as the goal, as the target? What is this addition by man?
Again,
what's the addition when the working for humanity or working for the Creator? What's the addition that he pictures?
To work for the sake of the Creator means that he needs to rise above himself. To work for the sake of humanity also need to rise above himself, because he doesn't feel what humanity is. For me, it is some concealed force. I don't have a vessel that is called humanity that is felt. But family, yes. Money, food, sex. That, yes, I'm willing to work for that. But humanity, even the nation, I can't really say. Barely I have some sensation like that. It needs to be an egoistic sensation that it's in me. You understand? And then I can work, then I'll work. But if there is no such sensation, then how will we work? Let's say the nation of Israel, it has no sensation of a nation, because they don't come from one group that grew and was established as such in nature. And thus, it's not a nation. It's not a nation. It was never a nation. Rather, if not for all the pressure and the hate from all the world, this group long ago would have been erased from all. They would just dissolve from the rest of the nations, but rather it's only the anti-Semitism which kept this nation in existence.
Baal HaSulam says the entire success is in this addition of for the Creator's sake. So if we're talking about the farmer who's working for the Creator, what does it mean on his for him adding this for the Creator?
For the sake of the Creator is something that is above reason. A connection with the upper force that you can receive it by this, that you are revealing the upper force. And to reveal it, you can only by equivalence of force with him, equivalence of form with him. Otherwise, no. This is seemingly the small addition. But after this addition, a whole world is opened before you, the spiritual world, the true reality.
That's it. Exactly. When he describes your results in a huge yard scale, but the Creator is gone. So what does it mean?
You need to build him. He's not outside of you. There's no Creator without created being. Let's talk about this point specifically for a few minutes. How do we reveal the Creator? How do we build him? Why the Creator is called Bore? Come and see, that doesn't exist.
We build the Creator in the connections between us by trying to reach the quality of bestowal. By that we reach some prayer, trying to reach an equal form, his shape. It's not that we are in a direct link with him, or with himself. But what we build is his form. Then we discover what we're missing out of experience. That's what we need. The connections between us. And then we come and see what are these connections.
Build them on these two forms we just read now. When love thy friend as thyself, we need to build this connection between us as such. And also this form needs to be built on top of love thy creator. With all thy heart, all thy soul, and all thy might. Because the connection between us needs to be a spiritual connection, and not some social connection that will have a nice club of connection between friends. Rather, a club that builds a spiritual partzuf, that builds bestowal between us.
Yes, that's exactly why we're studying this whole subject of above reason. When within reason we're missing all this point. Only above reason, above what the will to receive. The will to receive is willing to identify with, that's where we have to can find these connections and discover him. Is it in bestowal to others? Is it in bestowal to the Creator? As long as it's above reason, we're acting in a spiritual level. We're turning, we're building the Creator. It's not in our perception.
We build the Creator each moment anew. Each moment in our mutual effort, mutual action. It's less important for us if we reveal him or not. We need all the time to search, to look for the mutual lack, and to understand that he's revealed in the connection between us. So every action, every effort that we do is in the thought that we want him to be revealed, and that's what invites the light that reforms, and it works. Meaning, we cannot reach revelation of the Creator if we don't reach the form of the created being. And the form of the created being is the ten, the group. Now, first of all, we make an effort in some extent to be incorporated of one another. That's the meaning of there is no creator without created being. That this is the general force that fills all of reality. And in the extent that you specifically build the created being called the ten, in this extent you can, according to the force intensity of the ten, according to its character, you can reveal from the sum total force that is abstract of all. On one hand, it fills everything. On the other hand, not felt by anyone. Rather, for each one, whoever forms the correct vessel for his revelation. So that's clear? Yes? Dudi, what did you want to ask?
No, that's clear. I have other questions about what you wrote here.
Okay. I see others don't have questions either. We are always encountering the same point, getting stuck on it, that we must be connected. We must reach a state that we're disconnecting from our egoistic self. We are incorporated in the we, which is not felt in us at all. What is this term, we, at all, us? And this we, this us, this is exactly the quality of bina, quality of bestowal. that we disconnect from the me, from the malchut, and we all make the effort to reach Bina. And there we connect by that same force of Bina, light of bestowal, light of mercy, Chasadim, that it helps us to annul one before the other. That's it. From this moment onwards, we are called created beings.
Barur.
Is that clear?
Tov. Internet.
Okay, internet.
Lo shomim.
Shelot shit. Lo shomim?
Shomim.
Questions that, can't you hear me? These are questions about the article. From France, if all of humanity will unite in order to give the rest of the people, will that be automatically for the sake of the Creator?
That's true, there's something to that. Because humanity in general, if it would be in the mutual tendency towards one another, in order even to be saved from some blows, like Kabbalists describe to us what troubles we could have ahead of us in crises, and then maybe we can see some benefit from this. Only from this that we want to run away, to flee from the bad. Because it's talking about very small discernments and very small vessels of human beings that actually billions of people are in this.
From Unity 3, what's the message we have to pass on to ordinary people out of the peace article we're reading?
I don't think we're ready to pass this on to other people, but slowly will be understood to us that only on the condition that we connect do we reach correction and get farther from the blows. We distance ourselves from the blows.
Last question from Merkaz 1. We learned that from Lolishma, from not for her sake, we come to for her sake. So why not start working on connection for the sake of the society?
You could. Just for us, it wouldn't be so suitable because we'll immediately reveal that that's not the goal. That's not the goal.
Woman internet.
A question from Europe. Why in the story about Russia, Bala Salam writes that the Creator won't forgive them? They had no freedom of choice.
Freedom of choice, we need to speak separately. If there is or isn't freedom of choice, it's not by us or with respect to us. Rather, every degree has its own level of freedom of choice. Russians had the opportunity to work on the intention to bestow. They couldn't perform it, of course, because that's how you could say the Creator played with them. But there is the truth before action and the truth after the action. And so, thus, whatever they did out of their nature. You could say the Creator did all this, and there's nothing what he could do. He brought the creation to life, and there's nothing you could do. You could always speak this way. But well, what will we get out of it? Only the summary that whomever works for the society without reaching on the intention to bestow, that's called for the sake of the Creator. Here even egoistically, we are ruining the very essence of this sentence. verse, that if not for the sake of the Creator, then it's not good. For the sake of the Creator means that if we don't attain the true quality of bestowal above reason, if we don't accept this force from above that helps us to perform actions entirely not for our own benefit, for the benefit of our ego. That's the meaning. And thus, that's how we need to understand that that's why the Creator will not forgive them. He writes. Why? In our words, we can understand that they were not yearning for on the intention to bestow truly, for faith above reason, to rise above their vessels of reception. They only wanted to do good to one another and not to work for the force of bestowal. In maybe even simpler words understood to us, they weren't working in order to rise above the general ego and to exit to the nature of bestowal. To the degree of the upper world. They didn't want it, they didn't understand it, they weren't meant for it. And thus, they weren't capable of it. Rabash told me that Bala Sulam, after the revolution there in Poland, there was some riots or chaos. So he traveled to Poland. He wanted to try to get involved and explain there how to work. He knew Polish, he knew Russian and Yiddish and Hebrew. And he thought maybe like this he could speak with them and explain to everyone how we can change the situation, because otherwise they will reach a crisis that will last many years forward. But it didn't work out. He returned from there, and whatever happened, happened. And this was before World War II. And so that's the difference. Were they working in order to connect, in order to reveal something, or in order to truly bestow, to rise to Lishma? Once again, the same point that we're always in comes back. Are we reaching Lishma or not? If we don't reach Lishma, everything we build is some communism, socialism, I don't know what, that ultimately is destroyed. Because the Creator will not allow to build anything less than the end of correction. That we will all be in the force of bestowal, the true force of bestowal.
Aruchani.
The spiritual one.
Beseder, no, Coleman.
All right, Coleman.
Is our explanation to the people of Israel about love your friend as yourself, does it need to have an additional creator?
There is no difference between the nation of Israel and the nations of the world. Today, we are all in a direct line to the end of correction. Direct lane. So there's no difference between each and every person in the world. If he can accept these matters of correction and realize them and advance.
So in our dissemination for, do we have to always add for the sake of the Creator? Otherwise it will be a failure?
For the sake of the Creator, you can say it as much as you want. From the mouth outward. But to work for the Creator is already something else. This that we learn already what it means to truly be on the intention to bestow, meaning faith above reason, meaning that we accept, we acquire the true quality of bestowal. We'll do all sorts of actions and according to these actions we'll come closer as long as it will take, but we'll make an effort that it will occur.
Moscow 13, what will help Russia purify the sin its nation has done?
Yes, just all that we've gone through, whatever we've corrected according to opportunities we've gotten, whatever habit we'll need to correct. Jews, Russians, it always is like this. You have to reach the whole correction of the will to receive. They will be entirely on the intention to bestow to everyone and through them to the Creator. That's it.
Kafkaz 1. Can we expect that ordinary people, for them the article was written, will understand correctly the meaning of word, serving the Creator?
It's written simply, all shall know me from the smallest to the greatest. And my house, meaning the general soul, be a house of prayer for all nations. That it cannot be otherwise, because one depends on the other. That all must connect, all must be corrected, all must be connected in mutual bestowal, and then the force of bestowal will be revealed in them in its entirety.
PT 38, what is the covenant of the servitude of the Creator throughout the lesson that we have to take upon ourselves?
We need, over the course of the lessons, especially lately, and we'll also continue, we're beginning to learn, to acquire, to get closer to faith above reason. We need to always hold ourselves such that our work, our effort must be very serious, that each one will worry for this, that he's always thinking about the connection between us. In a simple way, through the 10, as much as possible. But it's an obligation that it must be.
Moscow 13, how to adapt oneself to the fact that through studying such an article like the piece, the upper light comes to correct. Does it happen through the connection with the author?
First of all, it occurs in connection between us. That if we want, in connection between us, to reveal what the author wanted to send us, then we reveal him as sending to us. There is no corporeal death separating between us. That's nonsense. Not at all. There's no matter in it at all. There's no distance between us and the author. Rather, in the extent that we want to receive what he's writing and to realize it upon ourselves. And to that extent, then he is in us.
Latin 13, does each one reveal his own creator?
Each one, of course, reveals his creator, but through everyone. Because if I am in the general system, I am some small private vessel there, but now I receive from everyone. In the extent that I connect with them, and how do I connect with them? In the extent that I want to bestow to everyone. And then it turns out that I receive from everyone and bestow to everyone. And that is my private point in Ensof, infinity.
That's it, thank you.
Bala Sulam writes
that the Creator won't forgive Russia. What about Israel with all the kibbutzim? Will he not forgive them?
You
could say he won't forgive the Jews in Russia either, right? Because they were the ones who cooked up this revolution. In every place, the Jews. I mean, if all of history was revealed to you, you would see what was happening with Columbus and everyone you can think of. And things that it's just unbelievable what's happening. Next to Hitler, next to Stalin, and whatnot. Every matter. This is method, it's not up to us.
So, actually, you answered my question. There were Jews there. That's the business.
Every place. The souls that received the connection with the upper light and broke, shattered, then out of the shattering that they can rise and begin the work, they are called Israel, direct to the Creator. And out of this, they rise up and they do. Now this tendency exists in all sorts of people throughout the generations.
Yes. So his calculation saying not forgiving Russia, it's not with Russia, but rather with Israel, being in Russia.
Yes, what's to blame that same person who's suffering? The suffering is because we don't receive the method of connection. And to realize the connection already belongs to those who once maybe received some time or can receive maybe. Let's say for each one of us today, they can come to us in a demand. It doesn't matter which one of us is a Jew or not. Why are we? This is the form of the judgment that the soul is judged. Why did you not cause correction according to what you received?
And what about today? If today we will be judged, we are...
It's better that this trial will be delayed. We have yet what to do. I don't see that we are coming out not guilty.
Why?
What have we done?
We do. We work.
All right. In each and every moment, if you stop and do the math, I don't think you come out is it coming out to our benefit, for our good? But surely we can succeed, right? Every day we have new vessels, better ones, that in greater understanding, sensation, and in connection, thus we can advance today as well. What do we have today, Dudi?
So to continue your advice that all the worldly, all the tens will read the same sources, the social team recommends that we read together the purpose of society 2 together and the excerpts above reason 11 till 14 above reason, and from that same document to read what we're going to read tomorrow, 15 until 17. Oh, so we're going to send everything through all the platforms and we're going to read them throughout the day in our meetings. That's it. Let's end our lesson. Thank you. Have a good day.
In my